This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Not for nothing, but a lot of the volatility we're seeing in markets lately, stocks, bonds, and other, gets laid directly at the feet of Congress. Republicans, specifically, who refuse to raise the debt limit. Believe me when I tell you, Wall Street is watching that closely. On that, by the way, the United States defaulting on paying the bills, it's already piled up. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said today we've got until October the 18th to figure it out. After that, as I said yesterday, there be economic dragons. All right, moving on. Buying a house these days? Well, it ain't cheap. We got the Case-Shiller National Home Price Index today. Average home prices in major metropolitan areas, as we've talked about, up 19.7% for the year that ended July. The biggest annual rate of home price growth since the index started all the way back in 1987. The Mortgage Bankers Association had a different report out today that says climate change is all but certainly going to lead to higher insurance premiums and higher mortgage interest rates, which means the cost of getting your hands on that expensive house you might want to buy, well, it's going to go up even more. Marketplace's Andy Euler is on that one.
So our home buying system is complicated. It distributes the risk of investment to a bunch of different parties. Sean Bacchetti wrote the study for the Mortgage Bankers Association. He says identifying those interested parties is the first line of inquiry.
Who are all these stakeholders and what risks are they most likely to be in the forefront on?
So you've got the homeowners, the insurers, governments, even private investors, those hedge funds that gobble up mortgages as part of their portfolios. And then there's the lenders, which raises the next question.
Will banks continue to be willing to make 30-year fixed-rate mortgages?
That's Matthew Kahn, professor of environmental economics at the University of Southern California. He says if lenders won't do it because the risk of natural disaster is too unpredictable,
people are going to have to make larger down payments and larger mortgage payments, and that will reduce their purchasing power.
And it'll change where we buy homes. Jesse Keenan teaches real estate at Tulane University in New Orleans.
We just won't be able to live everywhere we currently live. And the new housing that we want to develop is going to need more infrastructure, and that just means everything's going to be more expensive.
Cities that lose population because of climate migration will have fewer taxpayers and less revenue, which Rhiannon Gersh at Temple University says has consequences.
When a city's compromised in its ability to provide goods and services, I think the people that are really suffering are going to be lower income people for sure.
She says cities will have to decide between investing in climate resilience infrastructure and other goods and services. That's at the same time funds are drying up. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.